Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Alive Again. We're expanding our show on different subjects because being alive again encompasses a lot of things. One of them is health. And we're going to talk about being an animal medical intuitive today. I have the opportunity to be one of those and have been for about 30 years. And you're going, well, what difference does that make? Well, it does make a difference in that I can see inside bodies and you go, huh? Yeah, well, you know, like Superman looks inside and sees your organs and bloods and tissues and all that stuff. You go, why do you want to do that? Well, it can help you determine and pinpoint what's going on inside a pet. And let me show you one of the ways that this was helpful. I met Joy, and Joy had a dog named Trig, and we were doing a reading with her. And I'm going to let you hear it from her perspective, and then we'll take it from there. But first, let's hear what our sponsors have to say.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Thank you, sponsors, for letting us talk on this radio show. And everybody, Pet Life Radio is the number one in the world, and we are grateful to be on this, and we are grateful to be able to spread awareness in your heart and in your mind with pets. And that's what our goal is. So here we go. Joy, tell us how an animal medical intuitive was good for you.
Okay, well, it was about my Trig, my black lab Trig that transitioned, and he was on a walk one night. It was, you know, shortly before he transitioned. We had just gone on a walk, and then the very next morning, when I woke up, he couldn't stand up anymore. And he was just really off. I mean, he couldn't stand up. He couldn't walk. He wasn't eating. And so we went to a specialist, and I was told that he had several types of cancers. And it was just like a really vague kind of answer, but that just he had a lot of different cancers. And the doctor at that time recommended me euthanizing. And I didn't do that. I don't know if it's my focus after he told me that was on, you know, him suggesting that because I certainly didn't want that, or if I just maybe didn't remember all of the info that he gave me. But overall, he just basically said it was general cancers. He's just got several different types of cancers. And I kind of thought maybe Trig had eaten something on the walk the night before, because usually they don't walk the night before. And then the next day they're just never walking again. And that sick as he was, it was just a drastic change. So I thought maybe he ate something poisonous. But the only answer that the doctor would give me was that, no, it looks to him like it's a lot of different cancers. And during my reading, you know, and then after Shriek transitioned, I had my reading with you.
Now, folks, just for you, I got to interrupt here. This is important. When she said after he had transitioned, for those of you who don't know, we use the word transition because you can't put a dog down. They don't die. They transition to living spirit. But here's the thing. You can do a medical intuitive reading on a pet that's on the other side, because energy is energy, and you can always access it if the pet gives you permission. And Trey gave me permission. Go ahead.
Okay. So, yes, one of my questions during my reading was the cause of Trig's transition, because I had never really gotten a definite answer, or it just wasn't enough for me to go on what the specialist had told me about him just having different types of cancers. And that's what happened. And that was why he stopped walking. So in my reading, I asked you what the cause of transition was. And as you were looking at his energy, it's fascinating because you were able to tell me not only what kind of cancer Trig had, but more details than the doctor had even shared with me. And because of your detailed information, it really helped me with closure as far as doubting what the cause was, because I really felt more like it was something he had eaten, because the doctor just didn't at the time take enough time to explain it to me how he came to that conclusion.
So in other words, he had cancer, but because of the rapid onset on it, you just were like, really?
Yeah, I was shocked at, first of all, him having cancer to begin with. I mean, that was just, it was a shock. Definitely something I didn't want to hear. But also, it was so generalized as far as what was actually going on in the body that I wanted to know more.
Something with professionals that I think they often forget, like the vet could have really taken the time to explain why they came to that determination. But because that's an everyday thing, and like for them, it's an easy snap thing. Like, oh, I see the blood work. I see this, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, it's this. So I don't even need to do more. And meanwhile, this is your whole life. This is your special case, whereas that's the everyday for them. So they lose a little bit of that empathy, which is sad. And I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It is sad. And I don't remember everything that the specialist said at the time. And he could have used big words like you were saying, that he's not taking the time to think, okay, she might not know what I'm saying to her. But with the medical intuitive part of the reading, Grant had said, you know, the specialist just told me it was a certain type of cancer, well, several cancers, but one of them was a certain type of cancer, and it was BPH. What is the term, Brent?
Oh, benign hypertrophic,
yes.
Prostate.
Prostate, that's right. Okay. And, okay, so I do know he did tell me that type of cancer, but in the medical reading, Brent, when you told me Trig had a blockage on one side of, I think it's called the urethra.
Yeah, the urethra. Okay. Yep.
They had told me there was several cancers, mainly prostate cancer, and there was a blockage. He had a blockage, like, you know, and that's why he was having a hard time going outside to urinate. But in the reading, in the medical intuitive part, when you told me there was a blockage on one side, you went further to tell me there was a blockage on the right side of the urethra, if I'm saying that term right. And that was really interesting to me, well, actually amazing, that you could see so much and into detail. And sometime later, it amazed me so much. And I was curious, you know, as if they ever mentioned details on their end, maybe in the office notes or his records. So I requested Trig's records from the specialty place. And when I got them, they had a lot of information on the notes. I wish they would have shared with me at the time all the info, but it wasn't shared with me. It was just like a general, maybe they just assumed I wouldn't have a clue what they were talking about, so they just told me the main important stuff. But they didn't say what side it was on, and Brent had said it was on the right side of the urethra. There was a blockage. And then right at the, towards the end of the medical notes and Trig's file, it said, because it had said there was a blockage and it was prostate cancer. But at the very end, it said blockage is on the right side. And when I read that, it just blew my mind, because I just learned from Brent, and it took the reading to know the details about it. And then when I requested the records to see if they, you know, just had any more information, because it was giving me, I felt so much better as far as closure, because I did finally know exactly what it was that happened to him. And I know knowing the cause isn't going to bring him back, but just wondering what could have been was a big thing for me. That helped so much. And that's something they didn't think to give me, was the details for me to understand. I didn't even believe it was cancer, really, you know, just from their limited info that they had given me. And with that detailed information you gave me during the reading, and then getting it with the medical records, and then seeing how everything fit together, and it's just the fact they didn't go into all the details with me. It really gave me a lot of closure. So again, I thank you for that. And it just still amazes me today how you can see these health issues. It's really amazing.
I think it also alleviated maybe some guilt, because if Trig had eaten something.
Right. Yes.
I'm responsible for that.
Yes. I felt like it was me that should have stopped him. Yes, exactly.
Whereas cancer, nobody has any type of way to stop that.
Right. Right. You're exactly right. Thank you for adding that, because that is so true.
And if you're practicing medical intuitives, the way you'd see detail is you say, show me more, show me more, show me more. So when you learn to look at the screens in your mind that you're looking at, and everybody's going, well, how do you do this when the dog's dead? First of all, it's the pet suit that's dead and done. It's not the living spirit. And in a living spirit, it contains all of the energy records that you've ever had. So you can go back on a horse that died 20 years ago, and you can look inside of it, and you can find out what had happened to it. So a lot of times, animal medical intuitives can help people who have grief with closure, because one of my favorite stories is there was this beautiful, and it was in my book, it's in one of my books, this beautiful golden retriever, and he was like about 6 months old, and the family went into Hardy. They left him in the car, left the windows down, everything was fine. They went into Hardy's to have their lunch, go get hamburgers for everybody and get him French fries and come back out. And when they came back out, he was deader than the doornail in the back seat. And they went absolutely ballistic because they didn't know why. And so they called me and I did a reading on him and I looked inside his body and he had had an aneurysm and in his brain. And I let them know that he passed quickly, didn't hurt or anything like that. And it gave them great closure. Now, it couldn't bring him back, but at least let them know what was wrong with him. Now, they could have had an autopsy and they could have done something like that. And that would have helped a great deal too. So an animal medical intuitive can help post-death when the pet has transitioned by helping them learn what caused the demise. I had another dog that was a gorgeous Afghan. And the lady came in, he was fine. She went out to get his food for dinner and he came back in and he was dead. And she said, oh, why? And he had his spleen, he had a hemorrhagic spleen disorder and his spleen burst. And most people don't do an autopsy on a pet. They just are in such grief, they're not going to check it. So an animal medical intuitive can help during times like that. Now, during lifetimes, when a pet is alive, they can help pinpoint areas that you need to focus on and to be able to. Lots of times a vet, just like they were talking with, they're so busy, they don't have time to sit you down and give you all of the 1, 2, 3, 4s. They just say, he's got lots of cancer. And because they've got 40 more dogs sitting in the waiting room, they just say, I'm sorry, he's got lots of cancer. We need to euthanize him. Let's go. And that's not being disheartening. It's they're trying to meet their needs to take care of as many patients as they can from their heart. But as an independent, you sort of feel ragged about it. And lots of times animal medical intuitives can help you feel less ragged about it. And lots of times you can help a pet proceed better with treatments. I had a German Shepherd that the lady, he had a golf ball size cancer, and we had reduced it from grapefruit size down to golf ball size, and he was taking herbal remedies, and I said, you really don't need to use as many Chinese herbs because he's having trouble with his body processing it. And she said, okay, fine. So we had our next session the following week, and I said, how's your dog? And she said, he's dead. And I went, what? She said, well, I thought if some of those Chinese herbs worked, I'd just give him more and it'd work quicker. Folks, a body that's sick has to deal with processing it and assimilating it and letting it do its work, okay? And she overloaded the system and his whole system shut down. So if you're listening, a lot of times animal medical intuitives can help you with the dosages that you're dealing with and the various health issues and their treatments and management of that treatments, because you're doing the best you can as a mommy. Well, let me give him more because it may work. When not, it doesn't. And I've had pets that were so sick, we had to do what I call an IV drip energy, where you give them energy for 2 minutes in an hour, and next 2 minutes in an hour, next 2 minutes. I call it IV drip energy. And that way their body can process it because they're so critically ill. And that's one of the things that you use with critically ill clients, because if you gave them so much, it would burn them, fry them, and they'd die, because it would overload all the systems in their body. So there are a lot of wonderful animal medical intuitives out there, and we invite you to go visit them and see if they can help you, because a lot of times they have the gift to see inside the body and give you an all-over view rather than just an allopathic view. And sometimes they may give you alternative therapies that will be just as encompassing and just as healing as allopathic, because I believe that the universe posts both traditional medicine and alternative medicine, so that the bridge is your client gets both and the pet comes out better. So we thank you for listening today, and we hope that you'll join us again. And if you've got questions, send them to Pet Life Radio. We'll do our best to answer them, and we'll try to do more shows on them. Have a great day. Bye, 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 bye.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.